Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
Good morning. I'm Bob Flott. We're live and local in the studio this morning. We're honored to have on the phone with us this morning, Laurencia Romaniak. I hope I got that right. Laurencia, did I get it right?
Thanks for having me this morning.
Hey, it is great to have you here this morning. Where are you calling me from this morning?
I'm calling you from San Francisco.
San Francisco. Well, let's see. Probably 50 degrees.
You got it. Yeah. Nice chilly morning for us starting off.
Right. I just checked the weather a little bit ago for Los Angeles. I've got a granddaughter there who's studying her master's program for an NP, and it's supposed to be 81 there today in San Francisco. We're good, too, though. Heck, we're going to have something like 68 degrees here today, so we're in good shape. Well, Laurencia, let's talk a little bit about Instacart. What is Instacart?
Yeah, Instacart's a online delivery service. We deliver some of North America's biggest grocery stores and all sorts of other retailers to us. We partner with stores like Costco, Publix, Kroger, CVS, Smith, Albertsons, El Super, all sorts of different places. And customers can either download our app or go to our website. And we will let customers choose between placing a basket and having delivery brought over to them by a personal shopper who will go and pick everything for them. Or they can actually do pick up and swing by and pick up things for themselves. And we'll have it packed and ready to go.
So that's kind of a real neat service, because we can go to the website, I guess. And what do? We list out the items we want from, let's just say, a grocery store. And somebody goes and picks them up for us, does the shopping.
Yeah, that's the basics of it. You know, you put in your address and we'll show you all of the stores that are nearby. And then you choose which store you want to shop from. And yeah, you just put in everything that you want from your cart and we'll go figure it out and get it for you. It's actually really great during the holidays. It's my favorite time to use Instacart. Just because you might be entertaining and you're like, oh no, I forgot this one grocery item. Or, you know, maybe you need a bottle of wine, whatever it is. And you can order it, and we do delivery within as fast as an hour. So it's a really quick way to help customers out in that pinch.
Boy, that's good, because as you heard before we went on the air, everyone's so busy right now with the holiday season. Now, is Instacart available in all 50 states? I mean, is it available here in Alamogordo?
Yes, we definitely are. And we actually, just to, read off some of the stores that we have in your area, there's Costco, Walgreens, CVS, Smith, Albertsons, El Super, Family Dollar, Dick's Sporting Goods, Sam's Club, The Vitamin Shoppe, and much more. But yeah, we're available in all 50 states, and we serve, I think it's now over 90% of all U.S. households. We even try to get out to, very rural locations and do deliveries.
Man, this is really a great service. I love it. I love it. I love it, because we're busy. Now, what I think another thing, good thing about the service is, you know, when you go shopping, let's say you go grocery shopping to your favorite store, and you might be a little bit hungry when you get into that store, so you tend to spend things that, buy things that aren't on your list. I've done that. We've probably all done that and everything else. But with Instacart, we give you the list. You guys do the shopping. We save money by not buying all those extra things that look so good because we're a little bit hungry, and that's good for our wallet.
Yeah, and you know, another thing customers love using us for, and I hear about all the time, is you can see the final cost of your goods at checkout. So I've certainly had the case where I do what you just described. I build up this big basket, and then I get to checkout, and the price tag is so much higher. A little embarrassing, and do I have to take things out of the cart? What do I do? But on Instacart, you can see the costs up front, so it's great. You really can stick to a budget.
Boy, this is good. Now, there's some kind of an announcement coming up today about Instacart. What is that announcement?
Yes, for customers who have an FSA card. So this is the card where it's an employer provided benefit, and you can kind of set aside money at the start of every year so that you save 20 to 40% on tax. For certain purchases, it's called an FSA card. We are now accepting those cards on Instacart, and we're making it very, very easy to find all the items that are eligible. And this includes things like sunscreen, pain relievers, heating pads to ease your aches or joints, compression pads, all sorts of different goods, allergy medicine in case you're going to a house where someone has a cat or dog these holidays and you might be allergic. Yeah, we're just super excited to help customers find a way to use all of those funds last minute because they do expire at the end of the year.
Now, what does FSA stand for?
Flexible Spending Account.
All right. And some of the information that I pre-read that came in from Emily was the fact that people forfeit actually billions of dollars a year because these cards expire and they lose that money.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I think a lot of people, and this certainly happened to me, I think I didn't even know what an FSA account was when I first got it. So when I was setting up my benefits for the year, I just set aside some money, forgot about it. And then December rolled around and suddenly I had, I think, $1,000 to spend and 1 month to spend it on very specific types of products. So yeah, you definitely have to use it or lose it. And I think a lot of customers either forget about it or just don't know what qualifies. And so, yes, American consumers set aside billions of dollars at the start of the year every year and just don't use them. And we want to help customers make that easy to spend.
Yeah. How does Instacart address the challenges faced today by retailers? Every day, the retail arena is changing, it seems like. So how do you address those changes?
Yeah, one of the reasons retailers love working with us is that we are able to scale technology and solve different problems for them to all of our stores. So in the case of this FSA card, you know, it's actually quite difficult to set up accepting FSA cards. It's a federal program, and so there's a lot of different regulations. It can be very hard for a local grocery store to figure out how to set that up. And so we figure it out, and every single grocery store that sells FSA-eligible goods can do so. What this means for a customer is maybe you go into your average grocery store and they don't accept an FSA or HSA card. Some of the big box stores do, but not all stores. On Instacart, all of those stores who may not be able to accept cards in-store are able to accept an FSA card online. So we're really excited about that.
Let's compare a couple of different things here. Let's compare the FSA card along with SNAP and the EBT card. Are there similarities or are they totally different?
They're quite different, although both help customers get access to healthy goods or goods that are good for their health. An FSA card is something that's like an employer-provided benefit. You can set up money at the start of the year that won't get taxed. So you won't have tax coming out of your paycheck on these funds. And you can use them to purchase different goods on specific health-related categories throughout the year. SNAP EBT is provided to low-income individuals, and it helps customers afford healthy, nutritious goods to make sure that they're bringing great goods home to their families and can eat things like produce and other tasty things. And we actually also make it easy to shop SNAP and EBT in all 50 states across the U.S. We're the only platform in the United States that offers this to all 50 states. And we'll allow customers to sort of like filter and see which items qualify for their SNAP EBT, which stores accept their SNAP EBT. And again, similar to the FSA thing, you don't need to go to a physical store to figure this out. There's no embarrassment at checkout if you accidentally picked up something that you can't use. We tell you everything up front. So we're pretty excited about offering both the ability to take FSA and SNAP EBT.
Do people need to qualify based on income for the FSA funds?
No, they do not. This would be something that their employer would have helped them set up at the start of the year. And so as you're looking at your benefits for next year, for any listeners out there, if your employer offers an FSA card, I certainly recommend setting one up because you can save 20 to 40% on tax as you shop for things like sunscreen, vitamins, all of that stuff.
Does it cost the employer anything?
I believe it does. They have to put aside some money just to sort of like run the program itself.
Gotcha.
And make sure that their employees get those cards. Yeah.
Very good. Is there anything else that you'd like to add this morning?
No, we hit all of those notes. I hope all of your listeners have a very happy holidays, and thank you for having me.
You bet. And Laurencia, let's go back to that website again for our listeners to find out more information. Share it with us.
Yes, Instacart.com is our website, and we're also available on the App Store. So if you have a smartphone, you can look up Instacart there and install our app directly.
Very good, ma'am. Well, this has been great information for us. I learned some things about Instacart, the FSA funds that I was not aware of before. So we appreciate that information coming our way. And for Emily there, if there's a public service announcement that, Laurencia, that you guys might offer that we could read on the radio and play it between, you know, now and the first of the year, right after the first of the year, get us that information. We'll help promote this and let our listeners know the advantages of what's coming up and what they can do via their employer. I think that'd be a good thing to do. All right?
Yeah, we'll make sure to connect you to that. I'll follow up with my team and make sure you have it. Thank you.
All right. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.